Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Day. Crank it up. On this good day, we're going to have the presence of Jennifer Horn, Molly Page, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, Mr. McFadden, and whoever else we can drag in off the streets of Washington or the streets of California or the streets. I can't drag anybody off the street because I'm 1,400 feet off the street. My arm doesn't reach that far, but I can see for miles the beautiful sunshine, the breezes, the grass turning brown already. It's a great... It's great. All right, so now let's concentrate on the weather elsewhere. The floods, the fatalities, the uproar, people missing, all of that sort of thing. Southwest has Armageddon headlines.
Well, it kind of is, really, in Texas and parts of Oklahoma.
It's a bad weather day week.
No, it's worse than that. Well, it's worse than that. The flooding in this river is so extreme that it's
26. Was it yesterday you said it went up 26 feet in an hour or something?
Yeah.
It was a lot.
Crazy. And two families have gone missing. They were gathered at a house along the river for Memorial Day weekend, about 35 miles southwest of Austin. The river swole up and took the house away.
Hold on just a second.
Yeah.
There was a tornado and a flood, and there were Memorial Day parties.
what like the postal service. Our party will go on. It was so bad, you guys, that it interrupted my viewing of Three Fat Guys in the Woods on the Weather Channel because they kept interrupting with updates.
No.
I mean, it's real serious out there.
It certainly is. What's the show called?
Three Fat Guys in the Woods.
Really?
It was the first time I found it. They dumped three fat guys in the woods to survive on their own, to teach them confidence in themselves. And it was interrupted by the Weather Channel's update on the storms.
Is this one of those shows where there's only two guys left at the end of the show?
The other one gets eaten.
That new show, The Zoo. All right, we're digressing somewhat. Molly, would you bring us back to the serious report that you have there, please?
Well, it is serious.
I understand.
Okay. I know. All right. So, just in that same area where those homes were swept away, where families were gathering, there's another 400 homes that were destroyed in the town of Wimberley. About 1,000 homes damaged throughout Hays County. Five San Marcos police cars were washed away. How this happened, it's not like they decided we're going to have a party no matter what's happening. The river rose so fast, the rains came down so hard between tornadoes coming down and the rains, that there was no place to go. Mm-hmm. You couldn't get out. If you tried driving away, you're going to be washed away by the floodwaters. And if you stayed home, entire homes are washed away. And it's not over yet. They're expecting more rain today.
Good God.
Yeah.
Why? That's the question. Why? Why is it such the East Coast, the West Coast having a drought? California farmers cutting water use to ease the drought. There was outrage in California. Remember last month when Jerry Brown was explaining the rules and why the rules were as they are or were going to be. Farmers were exempt from the new water rules. However, it appears that that has changed, Jennifer. The drought has gotten some of the farmers to give up some of their water. As a matter of fact, I'm looking up in the Sacramento San Joaquin area, giving up a quarter of their water either by leaving part of their land unplanted or finding other ways to reduce their water use.
Mm-hmm. And that was a deal that they said, okay, look, we'll strike this deal and we'll cut our water, but this will be the last time you can impose water restrictions on us. So they've said, we'll come to the table, we'll cut, but we don't want to have anything else cut from us, which I think is a good thing. People were calling on the farmers to do this.
Well, but wait a minute. Let me speak for the farmers here.
I am and with you. Because
for the consumers, hello, California and that area, especially San Joaquin Valley, grows more of the leafy green vegetables that we need for our diet, spinach, broccoli, lettuce.
People are more concerned with the almond farmers. That's almond and dairy.
Yeah.
Because both of those consume the most amount of water. So the only two types of farms I've heard that people were really concerned about were almonds first and then dairy secondarily.
But that's an important part of the California
economy.
It's where people get... Do you realize how much produce, whether it's dairy or whether it's leafy green vegetables or fruit or almonds or whatever it is, comes out of this area of California that feeds the entire country?
Yeah, almost all the almonds for the
country. So what are you doing if you cut off the water supply? You're cutting off your old proverbial nose to spite your face.
And I'll tell you, it's because of poor planning.
Why aren't they desalinating the water? Nobody's answered that intelligently as far as I'm concerned.
I have some answers on it because I answered that. I asked that question too. I guess desalinizing water takes up so much water to desalinize water that it's not very viable on the long term.
The water goes in, the salt comes out. What's the big deal?
I guess it takes a lot of water to do that. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. But
people
are talking
about... Have you noticed the Pacific is pretty full these days? There's a lot of water there.
There's a lot of people that have proposed ideas about piping water in from somewhere. And then I just got a story yesterday. This one freaks me out a little bit. They're looking at serving us sewer water in California now. They're looking repurposing sewer water to use as drinking water.
Why does that freak you out?
Well, you know, two reasons.
What, number one and number two?
There you go. Specifically number two concerns me.
Really? On my farm, use repurposed human waste that comes out of the sewage treatment plants in Massachusetts. They have figured out a way to pelletize it, and actually it's pretty decent fertilizer. So there are ways of doing this. In fact, if you understand the space program, what do you think these guys are drinking when they're out in space for as long as they are? They have a way to take the urine and to clean it up, and that's what they're drinking.
Well, that's where all these ideas for
disgusting or not,
droughty for droughty California, they're all coming from NASA and JPL.
Yeah, so that's really going to be the reality. Thanks for giving us that vivid description, though, Jennifer.
How I see it in my brain.
I didn't hear Molly Upchuck, though, so it must not have been that bad.
I had my mic off.
She's thinking of you.
So easily offended by things like that. 14 after the hour. Let's see if we can do something about the way your eyes are looking. People say to me, you always are talking about how the face looks and you're trying to make people look better. Yeah, I am. That's one of the good purposes here. People that want to sponsor the program want you to look better and feel better about yourself. So we talk about your teeth and your eyes and your hair. And this specific 60 seconds is devoted to your hair. I'm sorry. No, it's not. It's devoted to your eyes. The bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. Genucel uses the power of plant stem cell therapy and technology to target specifically the bags, the puffiness under your eyes, the lines. You will love it. Men and women, call 800-543-9262. Take advantage of the spring sale opportunity for Genucel. 800-543-9262. Say goodbye to the bags, the puffiness. It will work or you'll get your money back. Order it now, and the folks that make this product will double your order. So you get a 3-month supply of Genucel that you pay for. You'll get another 3 months coming along with your order at no extra cost. 800-543-9262. That ought to get you to try this out. Great, great, great product. Works. 800-543-9262.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how. Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing option should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends.
June is National Safety Month, a great time to think about ways you and your loved ones can stay safe. Whether you're planning a trip, driving at night, or at home, it's important to know that help, if needed, is just a call away. With TracFone's Stay Safe No Contract Mobile Bonus Pack, available at Kroger, you can always keep the lines of communication open. The pack includes a TracFone Big Easy flip phone for easy dialing, 800 minutes and 1 year of service, a hands-free headset, and car and wall chargers. You get the reliability of nationwide coverage on the nation's largest, most dependable networks. And it costs only $79.99 versus $149.99 retail value. With TracFone, there are no activation or cancellation fees, and you can add additional airtime to suit your needs for as low as $19.99 for a 90-day plan. The Stay Safe Pack from TracFone, one of America's leading no-contract cell phone service providers, is a perfect way to stay safe and save on your wireless service. For more, visit tfstaysafe.com.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
For years, vending machines meant one thing. Junk food. Not anymore. With today's government-mandated push for healthier foods, there is now unprecedented demand for healthy vending machines, creating millions of dollars in opportunity. We're Fresh Healthy Vending. Hospitals, schools, public facilities, and more have inundated us with requests for our vending machines, which is why we need you. We have procured thousands of high-revenue locations and are seeking people like you to jump on board. Ranked this year by Entrepreneur Magazine as the number one vending franchise and a recent recipient of Inc. Magazine's fastest-growing business award, Fresh Healthy Vending currently has part and full-time business opportunities available in your area. Our industry-leading location procurement team will provide you with high-traffic locations contractually guaranteed to give you the best chance of success. Act fast to grab a share of a $47 billion industry. To receive 25% off franchise fees this month, visit readyforfresh.com now. Just use promo code 9595. That's readyforfresh.com, code 9595.
18 and change past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jen Jen and Mal Mal and Ken Ken.
The whole gang.
Yes. Okay.
Whole gang gang.
By the way, the California folks are looking for advice in Australia as well, because it is the driest inhabited continent on the face of the planet. So they're getting help from the farmers and they're getting help from Australia, but no help. Why don't we just seed the clouds? Everybody keeps asking that.
That's my question.
I know it is. Okay. In Nevada, a man is on trial on murder charges after opening fire on two trespassers at a vacant rental unit. And this has brought into question, once again, Molly, the Stand Your Ground law, because apparently Nevada is the latest state to test this. What's the scoop?
Well, this gentleman is 74 years old. He insists that he was justified in the fatal shooting of one unarmed trespasser, seriously wounding another. This was at a rundown duplex in 2014. The couple was in there. It was dark. They were under some covers. He walked in.
They were poaching, sort of? Is that they were?
I guess maybe they were homeless? Squatting.
Yeah.
It seemed like they were.
Sorry, squatting is better than poaching. Yes, go ahead.
Possibly homeless. Yeah. And he thought that a flashlight they had was a gun, so he says, and he shot them. So the case stems from, you know, is Stand Your Ground.
So he's on trial for murder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're saying, you know, he had the right to defend himself, but was his life in danger? Mm-hmm. Could he have escaped? And the Stand Your Ground law says that you don't need to escape if it's in your home.
But it wasn't his home. It was an empty rental unit. There was nobody in it.
Yes, that he owned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'll be subject to further information that comes forth, but at this point in time, I'm thinking this guy's guilty. Anybody disagree or agree with me?
Well, there have been trespassers before, and there had been some looting before, so that's why he was checking it out.
Yeah.
Kenny? Sorry, Kenny.
When he got there, and the door was, it was his rental, and the door was locked from the inside.
It's weird.
So he went in with a gun in each hand, rather than calling police.
What would Chuck Norris do?
21 after. Good, Jennifer.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Half the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Here is the video of the day. It's a parody public service announcement warning of the dangers of selfie sticks, poking fun at the entire selfie fad. It's no coincidence that there are a few pizzas in this PSA because it's brought to you by Pizza Hut. Now, you got to see it, but we'll play you some of the audio from it now, Richie. Yeah?
Selfies are beautiful. Who hasn't been thrilled by the self-photographer? Those fabulous Norse artists who allow us to bask in the brightness of their shine. But these egotistic specimens of visual self-obsession are in danger. Danger caused by this. By moving the camera away from the central subject of the selfie, selfie sticks create the illusion that other objects, places, and even people exist. The curiosity generated by this new point of view leads our self-focused friends out into a much wider world, and that leads to disaster.
These people focus on just themselves, like how their hair looks like a bomb, or how adorbs their new shoes were. Just hashtag. Now they realize they can take pictures that capture so much more. And I hate that.
Given their propensity to compare, compete, and outdo each other, selfies
oh my God, this is hysterical.
Being glorious Van Gogh.
All right.
I'm watching it. You got to say it.
You got to say it. All right. So go to the DougSteffen.com homepage. Right. And the video of the day always comes up first. It's a big video box that you see as you click on. And just watch it and enjoy it.
The guy puts a selfie stick up and he gets struck by lightning.
His name is Benjamin Franklin. All right, other food news. Speaking of pizzas, Pizza Hut is going to test delivery in a way that it sort of, when you think about Uber and how they work, didn't somebody else, because the Domino's was thinking about this. Weren't they, Kenny, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about somebody else doing the same thing, it seems to me. They want to use cars, but I don't understand, because Uber, maybe it's just you call up and they'll be there with a pizza in 4 minutes. That's kind of what they're promising here. I don't know how they're going to do it. McDonald's.
Put the pizza in the car?
Yeah. That's kind of awesome.
McDonald's is testing this at 88 Mickey D's in Manhattan, Queens, and Brooklyn.
Oh, they're delivering.
Yeah.
McDonald's,
right.
Yes.
And the delivery test is with Postmates, which is a third-party delivery service that Starbucks recently said it was going to use. So now we got Starbucks, you got McDonald's, you got Pizza Hut, and I swear there was one other company that
these
we talked about.
These third-party delivery services for food are getting huge.
Well, that's
they're
like
all, they,
Uber.
They want everybody to download their app. The little sandwich store downstairs that we go to, Doug, they've got an app now, and I just go to the app, I order my food, and they bring it up in 5 minutes. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good.
Yep.
All right, so let's see. Panera, I think this is one of the finer mall food operations in the country.
They
people agree with me?
Mm-hmm.
I think they have
actually,
a good
I ate
operation.
At one right by your house, Dougie. Remember when I went to try to come and find you and you weren't there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Become the first restaurant chain to publicly post a comprehensive list of all artificial additives.
Oh, that's good.
That it has removed or plans to remove by the end of next year from the food it serves. It's dubbed it the No-No list. Includes more than 150 ingredients. Let's see, sulfur dioxide is one of them, BHT, that sort of thing. They're removing it from all their foods. Beginning this week, Panera selling salads with clean salad dressings, all made without artificial sweeteners, colors, flavors, and preservatives. So does that give people the... Would that move you to go to... go to Panera Bread?
I think so.
Sure. It would me. I like what they do. Greek salad dressing.
If you have a choice between clean salad dressings and junk, of course.
Yeah, of course you're going to do it. All right. A couple of items of interest from the Doug Stephan Good Day program, 28 after the hour.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Waxing trucks here on a good day show. It's 33 past the hour, and welcome to the farm.
Yeah. What do you got? What do you got for interest in that? That truck.
Really? Are we really just listening into his conversation?
Yeah.
This is what happens during the breaks, everybody.
Fantastic.
I better have my finger on
the button. All right, we ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
We're already on the air. We've been listening to
you. Are?
We're wondering what truck you're going to wash and wax.
Very exciting stuff on that farm.
Right.
Holy
Barry Geller will join us. My clock is kind of haywire.
Apparently.
Maybe you should clean it.
I'm yelling at you saying, okay, let's go. And you're like, okay, we're going to
Where's the China? The China syndrome. Where's the China syndrome? Before we get to her, we got a couple of other things we have to cover here.
Hold on, here you go.
I like China. So we've had, over the past couple of days, a number. Well, it's usually not a day that goes by. We don't have something to report on U.S.-China relations. Earlier this week, it was the two kids from China who got their got a federal grant to get their PhD and study how it is that we can understand or listen to the Chinese phone calls. That is, NSA can use a new kind of software. So what did? They sold the software to China and then went back. I think we caught them before they went back. All right, so there was that. And then there was something else. What did I talk about earlier, Kenny, that was connected? Yes, he was. He's always listening. That was exactly what I was saying. But sometimes you don't remember any better than I do. So that's not the point. Here's the latest. China warned by the United States government against confronting U.S. aerial patrols over the South China Sea. There has been a verbal dispute between the Chinese military. There was a dispatcher who was at it with a couple of Navy surveillance aircraft. So today's L.A. Times reports the Navy released two videos and an audio recording recording of the back and forth between the Chinese and our surveillance aircraft, which took place on Wednesday afternoon, when the dispatcher demanded 8 times that the Navy Poseidon aircraft leave the area as it flew over a reef in an island chain where China has conducted a lot of reclamation work, shall we say. Foreign military aircraft, this is the Chinese Navy. You are approaching our military alert zone. Leave immediately. That was what the dispatcher said on the recording. You might have that translated from the Chinese reaching around somewhere. After the American crew responded, it was flying over international waters. The dispatcher responded, this is the Chinese Navy. You go. You Wong.
This is the Chinese Navy. This is the Chinese Navy. Please go away quickly.
Yeah. Go away quickly.
Please go away.
Go away quickly. I think it's funny that your Chinaman sounds like an Indian.
Military aircraft. This is Chinese Navy. You are approaching our military alert zone. Please immediately go.
You go.
I'd go. That was upsetting.
Can I get a large shake with that, please?
You go.
Sounds like he's at a drive-through window box, doesn't he?
No window. Aircraft. This is Chinese Navy.
I'd like 6 chicken nuggets.
You are approaching our military alert zone. Please immediately go.
You go. You go.
No, number 24. You have 23.
All right.
Okay, should we all just get ready to start?
You know, he's been very quiet on this. I think Molly doesn't quite know what to make of him. We go off on these stupid, down on these stupid, stupid roads.
Molly is such a professional.
But yeah. I'm journaling.
We usually have a conversation every day after the show, and she's like, well, what am I supposed to do when he does this?
That's what she's journaling about.
You know, yes. Molly. She's like such a serious news person. She doesn't know what to do with you sometimes.
Your diary.
Right. That's
it's
right.
It's Friday. Doug's talking about waxing his truck on the air.
No, just washing, not waxing.
Oh, maybe we'll wax it later on. All right. But Joe says it's not worth it because it's worth the same whether it's clean or it's not clean. So, anyway.
Thanks for that.
Thank you for the update.
There we go. So, if you are heading out, or as Molly would say, if you're heading out this weekend, bring some patience with you because traffic is horrible. So, and this summer looks like it's going to be a croaker too. I bought a ticket already to go back out and see my children and Miles later in June, and I bought it like 6 weeks out. It cost twice as much money as the ticket that I had to go out. What was that? When did I go to L.A.? 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 6 weeks out. And it's $600 and something. And so that's always what tells you what they've got on the books already and how many people are traveling. And there are flights that have been added now. Both American and Delta have added quite a few flights.
Why do you think more people are traveling?
Because they have money.
A little
or
money.
They've pent up demand. Whatever it is, the winter was horrible. They didn't get to go away in the wintertime. Whatever it is.
And people over the last few years hadn't been traveling as much, so maybe they're just done. They want to get out.
By the way, thank you. Wonderful Facebook posts from people who loved Charlotte and who love this program and who look at Millie and say, what a sweet looking dog. She is a sweet, sweet dog. Unfortunately, that's
the we know the story. How she's doing. Do we have an update?
Meredith is on her way there, and I haven't talked to her since she was on her way over there, but it's just amazing. However, we got into this dog's life. We got into this dog's life to save the life of... This is one of the things that so many people... I never really experienced it before. Meredith's last dog, she got out of the same kind of a place. And because she wants a specific kind of dog that they don't have a lot of around here, but they seem to show up a lot. I mean, when you're in a big city like New York, you're gonna find pretty much whatever you want. There were 10 dogs like the kind that she wanted at this particular center, and that's why we went down yesterday to sort of see what was what. And she liked two of them and sort of selected one of them. Both nice dogs. And then I'm walking around the corner. She had it in her mind that she thought I should get a dog anyway. I was not at all sure that I should get a dog because, it's like an offense against Charlotte and her memory when, in fact, I think, frankly, Charlotte set this all up. in a strange spiritual sort of way, I walked around the corner, and in this cage is the sweetest little, have you seen a picture of her? She is absolutely an adorable dog, and she took right to us. We walked outside, we took
play. She's about to be gassed.
As well, but she doesn't know that. She doesn't know that. But yeah. we had her play with the other dogs, and she was great. She was fun, and we both ran around the parking lot with her. And so we said, okay. And by the way, this is a long process. We were there about 3.5 or 4 hours. So by the time we're done, we walk out to the car, open the car door, dog jumps right into the car, right in the back seat. And then before we are, I don't know, 2 miles, she's in the front seat and in his lap and stays there pretty much for the whole trip home. And she seems fine. She was sleepy. I mean, being in those cages, listen to those dogs bark. Oof. And the smell, ay, ay, ay. You know, there's something we were laughing about because we both like the smell of manure, but there's something about dog smell.
You know, we were just at our local pound and just walked, because we go through once or twice a year just kind of see the dogs.
Yeah.
But they had just redone the pound in Fairfax County, Virginia.
Yeah.
And man, wow, beautiful. Each run, each enclosure has a doggy door where they can go outside. So the enclosure is indoors for like 3 feet by 10 feet, and then outdoors for like 3 feet by 10 feet.
Yeah.
And very nice. And then they have a whole park where they each of the dogs gets to go down for like twice a day for like half an hour, 45 minutes, go run around. It's nice.
Yeah. So anyway, I want to say thank you to Michelle Paul, who said, just to mention a few of the people here. Kenny, if you want to just check in with a few that I don't mention, Linda Lemaire, these are all people. Jeff likes Millie. Shirley Lily likes her. Joni Collins Thompson. Josh Hood, thank you all for. And the best part of the story isn't just that we saved her from the kill, but Richie, Meredith sent Richie a picture of her. Was on, I think we just had left about 5 o'clock. So you called about an hour later, and we got into this discussion about Milagros. She said, what's the name of the... Richie says, what's the dog's name? I said, well, it said on the cage Milagros, but I don't know what that means. And I like Millie anyway. She looked like a Millie, so I call her Millie. So Richie gets all hot and excited because his dog, one of his name Milagros, and it means miracle.
Mm-hmm.
So the rest of the way home...
Go ahead.
No, the rest of the way home, that's what Meredith's saying about the dog is a miracle. Anyway,
I thought it was cute that Meredith thought it was... She sent out like a birth announcement for you.
Yeah, right.
She sent me a text. Yeah. Introducing Miss Millie Stephanie.
Yeah, right.
Very cute.
Yeah, very cute. Barry Geller next on Good Day. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women. Safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores cleaned and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now. Mention Doug Steffen and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all love our barbecue, but if you want to learn how to grill with serious taste, you need to take some advice from the pros. Award-winning pitmasters Tuffy Stone and Mo Kaysan recently offered some tips from the 38th Annual Memphis in May World Championship Barbecue Cooking Contest.
We're doing here to try and help you have a great barbecue season.
My top tip for backyard pitmasters is go ahead and get yourself some high-quality meat with a lot of marble, a great, succulent, tasty piece of meat.
Once you have that delicious cut picked out, like one from Smithfield Fresh Pork St. Louis-style ribs, here's a pro tip on how to prepare it.
One of my favorite things to do is to go out and buy some Smithfield Fresh Pork St. Louis style ribs. Take them home, season them up with my homemade rub, put them on my cooker, cook them till they're tender. When they're done and they're nice and tender and juicy, I bring in a little sauce for a finish, put it back on the cooker for about 10 or 15 minutes, then serve them up to my family and my friends.
Great advice from the pros. And now you can grab Smithfield ribs at your local Walmart. Find more tasty tips for the barbecue season at smithfield.com.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Hi, 14 before the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. How are you doing in the friendship department? Richie, do you think you have more friends or fewer friends than you had when you were
I have lots
younger?
Of friends. I'm lots very lucky. Friends. I'm yeah. very lucky.
Well, you're a friendly guy. Molly, yes. You have more friends or fewer friends than you had when you were younger?
I think I have more friends, more male friends than I do female friends.
Ah, there you go.
Hubba hubba.
Jen, you'd like that to be your story too, right?
I have lots of friends, actually. I'm very blessed. Pretty equal, I think.
Really?
Male, female, mm-hmm. Yeah. I've lots of great, probably my best friends are girlfriends, but I have lots of great man friends too.
Uh-huh. What about Kenny?
Yeah, I also have friends.
I too have friends.
I have a friend.
Really? And Richie, I guess,
you know, it's
when
funny,
I have
way more friends.
Yeah.
Because you know what happened is I have a friend tree. So, like, I have this group of friends from Sky School.
Yeah.
This group of friends from work. I have this group of friends from my neighborhood. And then it splinters out.
Do you co-mingle your groups?
I didn't have a choice. It just kind of all came together. So, here's Uri, by the way.
All right, Uri, we're talking about friends because you and I are great friends.
You hot piece of man.
Jenna, we were teasing earlier. I said, why don't you, Uri doesn't take compliments about what a good-looking fellow he is well. So I said to Jennifer, tease him about that a little bit. I don't think you do. I think that people tell me that I'm good-looking, and people tell you that you're good-looking. And I don't know that we take it very well. Do you think you take it well?
You mean, am I... complimented by others?
Compliments about your look.
Compliments about you and how well you look at your stage in life.
Yeah, I love hearing that. Come on, tell me that every day.
All right, okay. Sometimes...
Just these words can slow the aging process in us.
Well, I will tell you, I haven't seen Uri in seven or eight years since he's been here in the studios. And he's in great shape. I mean, the guy is back in...
Thank you.
He's a tall, good-looking dude.
I hadn't seen him for several years, and I saw him last year, and the only thing, we were both teasing each other about the color of our hair, but other than that, neither of us have changed much at all, I don't think. You?
Doug, who are you talking about?
I'm talking about you and me.
you look fantastic.
Come on, Uri.
You look 15, I would even dare to say 20 years younger. You know, that I stopped dyeing my hair about 4 years ago.
Yeah,
I said to myself, I mean, I looked in the mirror and I said to myself, who am I fooling? Come on. You know, and I feel so much better for that. First of all, the chemicals of dyeing your hair are bad. They're bad for your health because they get absorbed into your bloodstream. But at least, and you also cut down that fuss of buying hair dye and doing it in front of the mirror or going to the hairdresser. I always say, look, if George Clooney doesn't dye his hair, I don't have to dye my hair either.
How do you know he doesn't dye his hair? He may be dying at the worst way there was. The way it does, how do you know? He could be doing it. A lot of people...
I don't. But, Doug, funny that you bring up...
All right, hurry. We got 30 seconds because it took us too long to get to you. Go ahead.
Okay, if you Google Keanu Reeves, you will find that he just turned 50, and he looks 25.
Yeah, there are some people who do a wonderful job of taking care of their bodies and their faces and their looks, and some people that don't. It's just whether it's important. But I just sort of wanted to underscore that and have a little fun with you. Murray Geller, URIGELLER, is his website. Fascinating things there. It's a good day.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
After the hour now, it's Tech Talk time on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen, Molly Page, Ken Kessler, and I have Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor at Men's Health Magazine, here to help us understand what's going on with BlackBerry. If you have a BlackBerry and like BlackBerries, I happen to have them every morning for breakfast. They're especially yummy.
Different BlackBerries.
Oh! Really? Oh, my God. No wonder this didn't make any sense to me. But I'll have Greg straighten it out for you in just a moment. So if you have a BlackBerry, stand by on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Canadian sprinter is one of the most controversial Olympians ever. He set a 100-meter record in 1988, only to be disqualified for steroid use.
Sensation of Canada, a 9.84! Unbelievable!
So where is Ben Johnson now? Ben's a big soccer fan and is currently coaching in Melbourne, Australia. He's also coached Al-Sadi Gaddafi, the son of Muammar Gaddafi, and soccer superstar Diego Maradona. Ben says he and Diego are teaming up to open a worldwide chain of sports bars, but Ben still finds himself defending his own reputation because of his steroid controversy.
No one had the right to judge me because no one in his life is perfect. Anywhere else in the world, everybody's doing the same thing. Do you understand?
I guess bushes were made to be beaten around. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check, Ring Shuffle gives you a temporary phone number which rings through to your real number, keeping it private. Easy setup.
I love you.
Ring Shuffle.
It's a hit.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial, along with two free extras. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
All right, for the 14 of you that still have BlackBerrys, you may be interested in knowing that the company has issued layoff notices to a number of their employees, and that has to be because iPhones have, what do they say, eaten their lunch? What's that expression?
Maybe that's not a bad expression.
There's an expression, but it's cruder than that that I don't want to use on here. But so anytime I've ever seen a BlackBerry, as a matter of fact, I almost got a BlackBerry instead of the Samsung that I have because the keyboard seemed easier to use. It was smaller. I don't know. I thought that they were better, but apparently Apple has convinced people that they aren't. So what happens to the future of BlackBerry?
Well, it's funny. I just Googled the word BlackBerry in Google News, and I see rumors that Microsoft is interested in acquiring it.
Really?
Yes, I see news of layoffs.
Why would Microsoft want to acquire BlackBerry? What would be in it for them?
BlackBerry has a lot of technology that will do somebody a lot of good.
Really?
They have a lot of technology when it comes to security and servers, and so it's not a company without value. They just have not been successful at making phones.
Oh.
So they might go into the
what else do they make?
They make security software and they make server software.
So their software is what's good. Their equipment is not.
Their phones used to be the best the planet.
Yeah, that's right.
And then the iPhone came along, and people, Apple seduced people, and people it was a brilliant product with brilliant marketing, and BlackBerry never came back, and when they've introduced phones since then, they have frankly been terrible. I think I've used every phone they've released since the iPhone was introduced, and they got increasingly worse, not increasingly better.
All right, speaking of that, and Microsoft, Windows 8 is a disaster for me. I had
You can leave the "for me" part off. It's just a disaster. Yes.
Okay. So how do they keep saying I'm using Windows 8? I'm going to stop. I'm going to use Windows. Go back to 7.
Okay.
But it costs $200 more to buy to have another. I've had three computers outfitted with Windows 8, and it is an ungodly. It really
it's
is.
Like a BlackBerry.
It's offensive to spend this kind of money to keep this stuff working and supporting it. And the guy, my technology guy, says, well, I'll give you Windows 7, but it's more expensive. I said, why?
Well, here's why, and it's a brilliant little move on Microsoft's part. When you buy they need more people to use Windows 8.
Why would you use Windows 8? It sucks.
Well, you wouldn't, and that's the point. So you have to buy a Windows 8 computer. They get to get, that's a check mark for them, and then you pay for Windows 7, and that's another check mark for them. They're cooking the books in a way.
But they don't make computers, per se.
No, but they make the software, and they want to have more and more people using Windows 8. It's all for the analysts and the shareholders.
Wow. Terrific. They got that much power. Bunga bunga. Craig Stevens.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.